He was more than just a lawyer. He was,
like my brother,
really a great attorney and a great counsel.
My father,
strong.
My best friend,
successful.
One of his gifts was the ability to.
It's been my life for more than 60 years. The practice of law carries with it a solemn responsibility, an obligation not only to represent your clients, but to represent any and all people who need help. And of course, never to prostitute oneself, but to render honest and proper service. It's difficult to talk about a profession so casually in conversation. By work, I mean the same obligation that all people have in their own business or own profession. You dedicate your full working time to that profession or that job or that work. The dedication doesn't mean that you stop. It means that you are ever aware of your responsibility to your clientele. That at all times, you know that you have a responsibility to your fellow man. A lawyer is a community person. He represents people in the community. He speaks for them. He prepares and works for them and hopes that he gives them a just and proper remedy to their problems. The life is one of respectability. I don't speak about the fellow who went astray. I speak rather about the lawyer, man or woman, who love their profession, who have dedicated themselves to the practice in their profession, and who are honorable, decent, self-respecting persons.
Without my accountant, I could live without my doctors, but I can't live without my attorneys.
Here we come!
Founder!
Managing partner!
Partner!
Associates!
I like to help people.
I like being a lawyer on days that I can help people solve their problems.
To help and touch people's lives.
Practicing law is exciting.
I find practicing
really
law
enjoy
to be exciting.
I negotiate very excited other lawyers.
I respect it.
Drafting,
I
love to language.
Feel.
I mean,
solving
I love
problems.
To draft
language.
I love to get a solve
panic.
Problems. I love to negotiate.
It has always been panic, and that practice always will be panic.
Language. I love to solve problems. I love to sit down with the law books and call you
right, wrong.
The answers. I get excited about that.
Able to give it to
and
them.
I find
chaos.
That excitement.
A rush
very
of adrenaline.
I find it almost every day. I was going to say every day.
My partnership is like a family. We're very, very close and rely a great deal on each other. It's rationalizing and basic reasoning.
Strategizing and planning how to get what it is that our client wants to obtain. Very often there are a series of these strategizing sessions and word games, if you'd like to call it that, going on at the same time. One in the small conference room, and one in the work room, and one in somebody's office. And you can jump around from one crisis to another.
War games.
And I hate the telephone. I'm on the telephone 9 hours every day.
I'm a gun. A hired gun.
It's almost like a mother protecting her chickens, because you're the one that has the knowledge. You're the one that has, supposedly, the power. They are looking to you to protect their interests. And so that in itself is where you can draw some strength. Somebody's counting on you to do the job. So you do it.
Nobody in the world can do to me what you do to me, Catherine. Nobody in the world can make me feel the way you make me feel, Catherine. If I don't have you, I'll surely die.
I have resolved,
Catherine, don't say no.
Should return,
Catherine,
to his home
state. Don't say no.
Henceforth.
Why? You're not Catherine. Who are you? Phoebe?
I like what I'm doing. It's that great combination of scholarship, creativity, public service, and for me, acting.
I don't know how long it'll take to get married, but I want you to marry me.
Lawyers today have recognized in a greater number our responsibilities to the community at large. I've been fortunate enough over the last number of years to serve both on civic and community organizations, but also to focus my community service and interest in the betterment of the legal profession. And I've had an opportunity to meet with and work with a number of equally committed people as members of the bar and as working attorneys. I believe we have a very special obligation to help better our society, to make sure that those who are less fortunate are given at least the same legal opportunities and protections as those who may be more fortunate, and to help make this a better community for all of us.
So I finally said to her, Mrs. Jones, we're going to get a divorce here, and there's no sense in arguing any further. So let's try to work things out. Now just let me ask you a question. If you had your way and you could get what you wanted from your husband today, what would you want from your husband? And she stopped and she thought for a minute and she says, well, I would want him to leave me like he found me. And with that I said, and how did he find you? And she said, a widow.
In 1986, I was admitted to the federal bar. So you gotta be careful, because in 1986, there was a federal bar and the federal trial bar. I wasn't admitted to the federal trial bar, but I was admitted to the federal bar. Since then, and before then, there was no federal trial bar, and you were simply a member of the federal bar. So now I am simply a member of the federal bar. I love my job.
I'm a drone. Work. Go home, eat, read, watch the boob tube, go to sleep, get up early. Work, go home, eat, read, watch the boob tube, go to sleep, get up early. Work, go home, eat, read, watch the boob tube, go to sleep, get up early. Work, work, work. Drone.
The most satisfying tasks are the ones that make you feel like an artist. Taking a piece of wood and creating a table out of it. Taking a mass of facts from which nobody can determine an appropriate solution. And turning it into an understandable whole, one that the client can even understand, even though you're dealing in perhaps one of the most arcane areas of the practice of law, tax statutes.
And I said to him, "Have you ever been convicted of any crime?" And he said, "No." I said, "For any type of a crime?" He said, "No." And then I proceeded to go into my briefcase and pull out a file and flip over a couple pages as if I was reading a document. And I said to him, "How about being convicted of a crime in Canada?" And I said, "Do you want me to give you the specific time and the specific place?" And with that, he says, no, "I think I remember." And he started to recite where he'd been convicted. Meanwhile, I said, "Well, give me the name of the place." And he gave me the name of the place. And I said, "Where was it? And do you remember the exact date, or would you like for me to refresh your recollection?" And with that, he says, "No, I think I remember." And he's given me all this information, and I have a blank sheet in front of me. And so after a while, I ferreted out the information from him, and I said, "Thank you very much. I won't have to use these documents." I closed up the blank file and put it away. And I enjoy the high you get when you win. Also, I guess we have to get accustomed to some of the lows when you lose.
Along with my associates,
put this thing
with my
back
clients,
together again. Some way has to be done.
Beside himself, but it just didn't seem
when
possible.
When we came to cross to with now? The light at Calvert Street, I didn't care whether the light was green or red or whether I was really hoping that maybe somebody would just do me the
what had happened, what had gone wrong, to save
just do me a favor
on the other hand,
and hit me with their car and
make it
sort
go right,
of let me out of having to go back to the office.
Success and failure every day. Sometimes you win them, sometimes you lose them. They're all little battles and the struggles, and you just have to keep going on to the next.
Come down and swoop me up to the hospital and I could hide.
It's a very, very stressful.
There's an incredible amount of stress.
And a very
as
draining.
As the years go on, I'd say the stress gets even
kind of
greater.
Career. It's very
the
taxing.
The more experienced that you become as an attorney, the more difficult
the
problems that come to you.
With
therefore, the greater the stress that's
difficulties.
Created. Another part of the reason for the increased stress is that the practice
in an automobile
of law
accident and is completely paralyzed
more like
and has been in a hospital
a business.
And while in the hospital,
even though she's completely paralyzed.
Stress in representing clients
and
is
she has, at this point, a second grader's mentality. And while in this hospital, she was raped.
What you're really involved in
and when
is
you
decision
work with
making
these kind
that
of problems,
is going to affect.
It's very upsetting because these people have really big problems
of a client, and I mean, in many occasions, literally for their lifetime. There is a low level of client satisfaction in the family law area.
You don't leave it at 5 o'clock.
When you think about it,
you wake
a
up
fair
at night
agreement
thinking about
is one in which neither party is happy.
Mr. Smith's
he's
case.
He's paying more than he thinks he should have to pay, and
was
she
there
is getting
one
less
thing
than
I
she
didn't
thinks
think
she
about
should be receiving.
Was there one other thing
that
I
also
should have done?
Contributes to the stress. Because you know going in that somewhere down the line you're going to have
I probably feel
not necessarily an unhappy
when
client.
I have to be at work.
But the odds are
sick. Because even
you're going
though
to have
he's being very well taken care of by somebody else,
dissatisfied.
I feel that I should be there.
Often it is a no-win situation.
And I'm not even sure if he's any worse off by my not being there. But I'm worse off by not being there. By the time I come home, he always seems fine. But I'm not fine. He is one of, if not the single most respected person in my life.
I chose my current lawyer because, having looked at all the attorneys around, I get to meet every one of them. What was most important to me was to be with somebody who was not only technically competent, but who I genuinely liked.
I trust him.
Tremendous ability to take a sentence that is harsh and say the same thing and make it soft.
Neat and organized.
An ability that very few people have, but this attorney of mine has that ability.
Thinks clearly. But
he's a very strong negotiator.
Smart. He never loses.
We put a transaction
loses sight of
that was
who you are
complex
and what you're trying to
and
achieve.
Extremely difficult to complete, bouncing about 10 balls in the air at one time. And having them all fit in a nice, orderly pattern at the end of negotiating the period. And I could have never done it without him.
And, you know, the human aspect, I think that's what
and
makes his clients
probably
really.
Very few attorneys could have accomplished that.
Really respect him and stay with him after all these years.
It's like, you know, you have a halo over your head.
He's one hell of a fisherman.
When you have this young man as your attorney.
It's not infrequent for lawyers and doctors who live in the country to use the barter system in exchange for their services. Sometimes you get shoes that will last for years for growing children. All kinds of children's shoes. Soft sole, ballet. Snot nose. Norma's children. Baseball. Jungle shoes.
Public interest law is a combat zone to a certain extent. We run our bureau like an emergency room. You're constantly overextended, and you respond to all the fires that arise during the course of the day. In these cases, you're talking about life-sustaining benefits. People survive on very little, and they find ways to survive. And I guess you begin to appreciate the resiliency of the human spirit and the way we can survive. Legal aid or public interest law is the ultimate form of justice, considering that the only difference between poor and rich or poor and anybody else is the fact that the poor are powerless. They're not on any higher moral ground or lower moral ground than anybody else.
I got the best lawyer I could. I needed to prove that I could be a mother to that child. I've known some people who have had their children kidnapped, and I understand that it is a, if not growing, at least more noticed phenomenon than it used to be. I don't have those fears that he will take the child anywhere else in this country or Canada, but if he takes him back to his other country, I think there is a good chance. That I won't see my son again.
Tribes which I remember of have been successively under three sovereigns: Spain, France, in the United States. Some of the basic concepts involving Indians and Indian tribes are derived from concepts of international law. The maritime nations at the time of discovery agreed among themselves that any discovery made by citizens of a maritime nation or any official party of that nation would vest legal title, underlying legal title to the land in the discovering nation. First of all, there could not be a discovery because people were already there. These were human beings already in possession of the land, and they had discovered this area many, many thousands of years before, but far beyond the memory of anyone, and really not in any record, but since time immemorial, as they say. Now, that means that some fine September afternoon, or whatever the date Columbus arrived on these shores, the Comanches were out there hunting buffalo. Bang. Columbus's boat touched shore and they lost title of their land, unbeknownst to them. And they probably would not know that for several hundred years. That concept would be later enforced by the Supreme Court of the United States. Amazing.
The land that I'm used to in the West is a rolling countryside. It's different than a lot of the prairie land that's there. And the wind comes up like thunder, as they say, and it gets awfully cold. And then it can get warm again. It's this unbelievable change of temperatures. The lawyers that I do business with out West, they're so much slower in operations. You call them and they may call you back and they may not. Law that pertains to the Indians and another law that pertains to the white man out West. Out West is very rugged, and the law is rugged. Laws out West are for cattle ranchers, made specifically for the animals and the people who do business. The people have different concepts of what they can get away with there than they can East. The air is cleaner. The water is tastier. It's a delicious part of the world.
I was a musician. Since I was a child, I studied music. But when I was older, my father said to me, with the kind of music you do, you will not win anything. So you must choose between a doctor, a medicine, or a lawyer. Well, I decided to be a lawyer, and I studied that in Havana University. I was a very good lawyer because I won many discussions and my clients was very happy with my work. The law and the practice of law changed very much in Cuba during my lifetime. Especially from 1959. Revolution changed very much the practice of the law and the law itself. I passed from a lawyer to a musician because in this system I could win, not very much, but something for living making music. My training as a lawyer helped me very much in my profession as musician, as a composer. It have been very easy to me to discuss with an orchestra conductor and convince him how he must play my music. It has passed much time. In this moment, I don't know exactly the practice of law in Cuba and the situation of lawyers. I'm dedicated only to be a composer, making music. Never more with legal things.
Practice, I'm very conscious of the time I spend. Every hour must be tied to earning money or going toward getting a client to earn more money. And although that gives me less time to do the kinds of things that I'd like to do, I have to learn to live with that in a very positive way. When I was a little girl and I studied piano for 13 years before I went to college, I used to spend hours and hours on the piano. To do that now would waste precious billable hours. I have to learn that music comes from what I do. And when I sit down at the computer, that is my piano. And the music comes from the words I put on that screen. And I have to be satisfied that my creative energy is put into taking those words into court and solving a problem. And be satisfied that I am making music every day that I practice law.
I like to help people.
The practice of law carries with it a solemn responsibility, an obligation not only to represent your clients, but to represent any and all people who need help, and of course, never to prostitute oneself, but to render honest and proper service.
My best friend and my mentor.
I like being a lawyer on days that I can help people solve their problems.
And I enjoy the high you get when you win.
Success and failure every day. Sometimes you win them, sometimes you lose them.
Also, I guess we have to get accustomed to some of the lows when you lose.
They're all little battles and the struggles, and you just have to keep going on to the next.
It's almost like a mother protecting her chickens.
It's rationalizing and basic reasoning.
I like to help people.
Strategizing and planning.
Like an artist.
Responsibilities to the community at large.
Somebody's counting on you to do the job, so you do it.
Scholarship.
Respected.
Chaos.
Practicing law is exciting.
I find practicing
really
law
enjoy
exciting.
I like being a lawyer.
I like to help people. I like what I'm doing.
To help and touch people's lives.
I love my job.